Good morning, everyone. Welcome, and a guten chodesh, a gebench to chodesh, and a good chodesh to everyone. Much baracha and mazel, and only good things. we are welcome to the Mashiach Matters class. We are in the midst of Parshas Chayei Sara, and we are holding over here when Eliezer goes out to find a wife for Yitzchak, and last time we learned all about his prayer that he prayed and the swiftness of how quickly he was answered and what it has to do with Mashiach and the redemption. That was in the previous class. We're holding over here in Pasuk Tes Zayin, where it says that Vihine, it says in Pasuk Tes Vav that Rivka, as soon as you know Rivka was coming out, and Vakada al Shechma, and she had a jug on her shoulder. Then it says that the girl was very good looking, ma'oid. Before I begin, I want to mention again, the class is dedicated, Lili Nishmas Naftali ben Alexander Olav HaShalem, and also Lili Nishmas Avram Ber ben Shmerel HaKoyen. It should be for the big schus of their neshamas. Okay, so in Pasuk Tazayin it says, Vahanaira, and the girl, Toivas Mara ma'oid, was very good looking, Besula, a girl, v'ishla yada'a, and she hasn't been married to anybody, no one had relations with her yet, v'atered ha'ena, she went down to the spring, v'temala kada, and she filled up her jug, v'ta'al, and she came up. So again, he's standing over there, Eliezer, the girl is coming out, she is a relative of the family, he doesn't know that at this point, she has a jug on her shoulder. The Torah describes how good-looking she was, her marital status. She was a virgin at that time, and she went down to draw up the water. So over here, there is something very, 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 very deep that's going on. In the mystical realms of what's happening over here is a very, very deep concept relating to the future world of Mashiach. I mentioned in the earlier classes that Yitzchak and Rivka is a certain union between two elements of the divine. Yitzchak represents the powers of Ma, and which is one of the names of Hashem, Yudke Vavke, the powers of Tikkun, Olam HaTikkun, and Rivka represents the power of the name of Hashem related to Ban. And Ma and Ban, again, I'm just going to review very quickly. Ma is associated with Hashem's name, Yudke Vavke. When you fill it with olives, with the letter Aleph, you get 45. Yud is 20, Yud Vav Dalet, Yud is usually 10, but when you add the Miloy, the hidden letters, is Yud Vav Dalet is 20. Hey Aleph and Hey Aleph, the two Hays is 6 and 6, it's 12, it's 32. And Vav is another 13, Vav Aleph Vav, 32 plus, so it's 45. And that represents, that's the name of God, the Iyu Shema, the Erech Hatzilus. That's the world of, that's the godly light that is in a state of Tikkun, which means that the worlds, the recipients, the creation is in a state of perfection. It's in a state of complete unification with its source. It is receiving Hashem's light. It is acknowledging God. It's the picture perfect, wonderful reality. Rivka, however, is associated with another name of Hashem called Shem Ban. And that's everything and the name of Ban, which is 52, is also the Yudke Vavke, also the name of Hashem, originates in the Yudke Vavke, Yudke Yahid Hashem's name. But the Yudke Vavke, as it is filled with other letters, Yud is 20, again, that doesn't change, but the Hey is filled with another Hey. So it's Hey, Hey, and Hey, Hey, it's 10 and 10. So you have 20 plus 20 is 40. And then the Vav doesn't have an Aleph, it's just Vav Vav, so it's 12, it's 52. That name of God is associated with another state of affairs, and that is the prefixed world, the world when it isn't fixed yet, the world when it is broken. A world that is, in other words, when we take a look and we see a world that is not consistent with its godly energy, it's still in conflict. The world is confused. It's in a lowly. It's a world still infected with all kinds of elements of darkness and resistant forces and klipa and all the mess and confusion we find in the world originates in what we call shviras hakelim, the shattering of the vessels, which related in the name Ban to be this broken reality. So Yitzchak is marrying Rivka, which means he's picking her up. He's lifting the world of Ban out of its brokenness and is going to bring some kind of a rectification into that world. And that's the ultimate idea of Torah. Torah, for instance, is Ma, is the power of Ma, the Torah. And that's why it says Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. Moshe is the one who commands us the Torah. And by Moshe Rabbeinu it says Vanachnu Ma, and I am what? So Moshe, the Torah is the energy of Ma, where everything, when you look in the Torah, you see the perfect reality. A world, if you would read only the Torah and wouldn't walk out on the street, you can see, oh, what a beautiful reality there is. But when you walk into the street, you see it's a whole different world than what the Torah is describing. So now you need to, but what's the purpose? The purpose is the Torah was given down to earth to fix the broken world, which means that's called the yichud of Ma and Ban, because you apply the truths and the emes of Torah, and you remove all the klipas from the world of Ban, you remove the darkness, you refine it, and you make the Ban world be consistent with the Ma, and you connect them. So you take a look at Yitzchak and Rivka's life, you see how this couple reflects this. Yitzchak is born from tzaddikim, there's nothing broken in his world. If you had to be born, if you had to be you know, and have a head start in your life, there wouldn't be anything greater than being born, especially in those days. Imagine how Yitzchak lucked out from all the children that were born. There's one little child is born to Avram and Sarah in that world of tzaddik and tzidkanis, where there's not a loud voice ever. There's only kindness and goodness and holiness. I mean, it's unbelievable. So Yitzchak is born in that holy state. He has his, if there's any type of klipa connected to him, it's off when he's 8 days old. He already has his bris milah. And from there on, it's only higher and higher and higher and higher and higher and higher until he reaches the ultimate sublimation and unification with God by the Akedah. That's what we discussed in earlier classes. So Yitzchak is the epitome of tikkun, of perfection, of holiness. Rivka, on the other hand, comes in she's born in a messed environment. You know, her father is Besuel. Besuel is a very, very low life, a crooked, a dangerous human being, a child molester. That's what it says, that every girl, he was an abuser of women. He was a horrible person. He was a very dangerous man. And Rivka and her brother Lavan was the biggest crook. So she's born in a very unholy environment in a land of Haran, which represents anger, wrath, all the things that are despicable in God's eyes. It's not good. Rivka is not in a good state in her environment. She's a beautiful rose with potential, like the spark of holiness that is embedded in the problematic elements of the world. Now there's that unity of Yitzchak and Rivka getting together. That's what we discussed already in earlier classes. So if that is the case, that means that Rivka has to be has to devote herself to be a makabel. She has to be a recipient. She has to be a complete recipient from Rivka. In other words, on her own, she can't help herself. She's stuck in all this darkness. She's going to have a redeemer. Who's her redeemer? Her husband. Yitzchak is going to lift her up. Sarah Ima. Yitzchak is going to lift her up into Sarah's tent, into that holiness of Sarah. Unbelievable. But for that, she has to be a makabel. She's a recipient. And she is. She's a woman. She's one of the imois. She's a makabel. She's a recipient. And the avodah of a makabel is to be silent and to receive, to receive and to take in and to absorb, to allow herself to be taught, to allow herself to be elevated, to allow herself to be guided. And today is Rosh Chodesh, and Rosh Chodesh we celebrate the moon. And the moon is a makabel. It's receiving the light of the sun. The moon is just a reflector. So she needs to absorb all the inspiration, all the light, all the wisdom, all the enlightenment she's going to receive from Yitzchak. Just take it all in. That's her inyan. That's what she's all about. Yet, we're going to see over here an amazing thing. That right in the beginning, when the Torah is describing the first encounter with Rivka, we find that Rivka is not just a mere silent makabel, a recipient, but she is the highest mashpia. She suddenly becomes an influencer in the deepest, highest, and deep and way. First of all, the fact that you see in the story over here, she's going to be an influencer because he's going to approach her, Eliezer, who is the subject of Avram, and he's going to ask her that she should be mashpia to him water. So you see that already, an amazing thing. That Rivka, who's a Makabel, and she's just now beginning to be taken as a Makabel, you would expect, you know, before she can teach, because she can inspire, because she can be a shining, before the moon can shine its light, she just has to receive her light from the source. And yet we find over here that Eliezer is going to ask her, and she's going to give Eliezer, who is an agent of Avram. He's a student of Avram. He's been learning already by Avram. I mean, who knows how many years? He's already one of the most enlightened human beings to be alive, Eliezer. And even the camels of Avram were on a holy level, as we know. They were different than all other animals. They went out muzzled, which means they were on a higher madriga. And here we go, Rivka is being mashpia, water to them and everything, but even deeper than that. The Alter Rebbe says on the Likutei Torah that it says that Vatered ha'ena, she went down to the spring. Vatamala kada, and she filled up a jug. Vata'al, and she rises. So, these words, that she goes down to the spring. Vatered ha'ena, that she is going down to the spring, is already indicative of how high she is. See, the spring, if we are a little familiar with Kabbalistic ideas, we know that there is a river. See, water in general represents the flow of godly water is life. Where there is water, there is life. Water makes things grow, right? So spiritually, water is represents Hashem's hashba, Hashem's giving. Now, in that water flow, there are many levels of the water flow, and there is an ocean, the sea. But the sea is called a mikveh hamayim, where waters have gathered. Meaning the ocean is waters that flow into the ocean. So the waters that are in ocean represents the water that are in malchus, that are already collected from somewhere else. It's like the moonlight that's in the moon. But then there is a higher level of water, and that's the river. The river is water that is, it's not yet in its final destination, it's flowing from the source. Where's the river? The river is coming from the mountain springs. So the river is a much higher level. And the river is the one that actually provides the water to the ocean. As it says, all the rivers and all the streams go to the sea. It's the provider. The river is the mashpia to the yam. So in Hashem's life-giving waters to the world, there is the yam, there is the sea. And then there is the source from where the sea comes from, which is the rivers. And where does the river come from? The river comes from a mayon. The river comes, like in the Torah describes the story of Bereshis, it says, V'nahar yoytze me Eden, that the river goes out from a place called Eden. And what's an Eden? Eden is where the spring is. The deep, deep mayon, the deep, deep springs, the spring is in Eden, and from Eden goes forth this river. So if we translate all that into Kabbalistic terminology, it means something like this. The sea, the ocean, that's Malchus, that's already the recipient, that's already where the source of life is for the creation. Like all the life-giving waters that are here, that's sustaining life already within the world, that's Malchus. That would be Lachura, the level of Rivka, where she is part of Malchus, part of the Shekhinah, part of the receiving element. But then, interesting, there is the river, there is the Nahar. Who's the Nahar? The Nahar is the Mashpia, the river. So the river is the level of Bina. As it says, V'nar yoytze me'eden, so the river is Bina, which Bina is it's called a river. And then higher than the river is the Mayan. The Mayan is what's called over here, Ha'ena, the Ayin. Ayin is the eye from where all the water comes from, the spring. So the Ein HaMayim, the eye, we know it's interesting. Mayon has the word ayin inside of it. Ayin means an eye. Why? Because a mayon is related to chachma, and chachma is called the eyes. Ein ha'eda, the eyes of the assembly. The chachamim are called einei ha'eda, the eyes of the mayon has the word ayin inside of it. And think about it, when the Torah refers to over here to the spring. the well where she went to take the water, it says ha'ena. She went down to the ayin. First of all, it calls it ha'ena mamsh, the spring, which also means the eye. Talking about from all the springs, this is like the holiest, the greatest of all springs. So what are we referring to? Referring to the original first expression of the Or Ein Sof, the first level where God's light is being already transmitted to the world, which we know is Sfiras HaChachma, the attribute of Chachma. And that's way, 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 way above the level of Rivka, where she is the Makabel, she's the recipient, she's related to Malchus. But look what takes a look at. It says over here, Vateret, she goes down to the spring. She goes down to the Ayin. Doesn't make any sense. Why is she going down to the Ayin if she's a recipient? More than that, the spring has to go into the river and finally it will flow into the sea, which is where Malchus is, where all the Yema'is are. Now, because they're part of the Shekhinah, part of the recipient, the moon that's receiving the light. This is way, way, way higher. And it says, Vateira da'ina, she goes down to the Ayin. So what's going on over here? And the answer is, there is the Makabel today, the recipient today, there is the Shekhinah today, there is the woman today, the recipient, and then there is the woman where the woman is going to be after Mashiach comes. The recipient, the Makabel, the recipient, Malchus after Mashiach comes. Mashiach comes, everything is going to turn over. Today, the Makabel is at the lowest level. The Makabel is only a recipient. She's receiving. She needs to be, her avod is to be silent and quiet and to be a recipient. But when Mashiach comes, she's going to be elevated so high that she's going to be higher than all the levels of Mashpiah. Every level of Mashpiah is going to be below her. She is above all Mashpiyim. Why? Because when Mashiach comes, it's going to be Nizgala, Eshes Chaya, La Teres Baila. The woman of valor, a woman, she's a woman of valor. She's a tomb, she's, and what does it mean, a true valor? She's a real Makabel. She's totally devoted to receiving. And what happens then, she becomes, Ateres Baila, she becomes the crown of her husband. That means she's higher than the source of where the Shefa comes from where the flow comes from. And the reason for that is, because there is the Mashpiah, and there is, and then there is, yeah, the Mashpiah is the person that's being Mashpiah, and then there is the Hashpa, what he is being Mashpiah, but then there is the reason why he's being Mashpiah. Why is the Mashpiah being Mashpiah, the Hashpa? Hashpa is the flow, the influence. Then there is the Mashpiah, the one that is doing the flow. But why? It's because when the for whatever reason, which it is this way, when someone can give and you have someone who can receive, it fills a certain sensation in the deepest, 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 deepest place. It gives you such a fulfillment. It gives you such a deep delight and a pleasure that you have someone that you can give to. And that delight and that pleasure is the source of all the hashba. In other words, deep, deep, deep inside, in the subconscious, or you say in the super, super, super conscious levels of a person's soul, there is the delight in being able to have, to be able to extend yourself into someone else, to be able to share and to give into someone else. But you need the receiver. It's not always, people live the whole lives and they don't find anybody that can receive from them. They don't, it's very sad. But when you have the right recipient, and the recipient can receive. And that is, so it comes out that the ultimately the recipient is higher than the Yahashpa and higher than the whole powers of the Mashpiah, because this is what's giving fulfillment to the Mashpiah. So in a sense, the Mashpiah is even lower than this fulfillment that he is getting from the one that is receiving, from the Makabel. So the Makabel stands on two levels. In the actual, when they're actually in the midst of the Mashpiah Makabel dynamics, the Makabel, the recipient, is the recipient. That's the whole idea, recipient. And recipient means I'm not projecting, I'm just receiving. I'm open to receive. I'm silencing everything. Now, let's understand something. Being a Makabel is not an easy job. It's an avoda. It makes people think, oh, being a Makabel, I'm just a Makabel, I'm not doing anything. No, it's actually a deeper avoda. It's much easier to project than it is to make space within you, yourself, to receive. Especially a Makabel means that I have to be Makabel only from one source. That's why we know the halacha is a woman can only be married to one man. Because if I'm receiving from other sources, from other places, then I'm not silent and I don't have space inside of me, that I have too much going on. I have to be silent and quiet so I can receive and I can devote myself to be a makabel. So let's think about that, what this means with God, what that means in a relationship with Hashem. It means that, you know, it's difficult for us to be able to push out all other mashbim. Let's talk for an instant idea, a simple idea. The avodah of being a makapel means the avodah of prayer. The avodah that we can turn to God every day and say, you are the source of my livelihood. You're the source of my parnas. And when I don't exactly see where my parnas is coming from immediately, I don't run to other sources. Sometimes we panic and we think, I need to get my mashbam. My boss is in charge. This one is in charge. That one is in charge. This person and that person. That means I'm being makabel from other places. If I relax and I'm totally confident, if I know that I'm married to God. Imagine you're married to the richest person in the world. You're married to Bill Gates, okay? Or whoever, I don't know, whoever. You're married to this person. And then, you know, you need to go shopping and whatever. So what do? You call up your neighbor and you ask them whatever, if they can help you out. Or you reach for this one or that one. You need money. You need money for something. So you start calling this one, you're calling a bank and asking for a loan or asking from this, and maybe this one can help you, maybe that one can help you. That means you're not married to Bill Gates. What do you mean? You have your husband. Your husband is such a powerful, he's got all the money in the world, and you're turning to someone else. You couldn't reach him right away, or it doesn't look like he's answering to you right away. Okay, wait it out. Don't worry, he's there. He knows you're married to you. Maybe he's just hiding because he wants to see if you're going to trust and know that he's the one giving you. So this idea to be a makabel from the Eibishter and know that I'm being makabel from the Eibishter and he's my only source is a deep avodah. It's a very, very difficult thing. But let's understand something. When we can make ourselves to be a makabel from the Eibishter and not chas v'shalom, we become makabel from all the klippas and all the other things which offer. They're always sending us credit card if you receive in the mail. They're all so nice and so kind. Yes, we want to give you a free offer. We're lending you $10,000. We're giving you a card. They all want you to be makabel from them. Spiritually, we're receiving constant stimuli from all kinds of places to be makabel from us. And a yid has to say, I am not being makabel to anybody. I'm married to the Eibishter. I'm become a kabbal from Hashem. Hashem takes care of me. Hashem is my only one in my life. Him I serve, Him I tend, and I want to. And let's understand something. Why? What does it mean? You know, when we're doing all the mitzvahs, it's all channels allowing God to be mashpia into us. That is a talent. The talent of bittul, the talent of surrendering ourselves. That is actually the deepest, 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 inner, most pleasure by the Eibishter. And that's what's triggering all the levels of Hashpa, all the levels of Mashpia, from the highest levels. They all come because of Saif Maisa B'machshav Etchila, the fact that we are going to receive it, the fact that you are going to receive God's blessings, the fact that the Eibishter, you're going to allow God to give you Parnasa. You're going to allow the Eibishter to feed you. You're going to be allowed the Eibishter to take care of Shaduchim for your children. You're going to allow the Eibishter to bring you healing. You're going to allow, and therefore you're going to put all your energies and your Avodah in only receiving from Him. And asking Him and receive doesn't mean you don't go out to work. You go out to work, but you know that He is the one. Doesn't mean you don't call the doctor, but you know that you don't put your trust in anybody else. Only in God. And you should know that by you allowing yourself to receive God's blessings, you are causing the entire cosmos all the way back. You're the cause. That's the pleasure the Eibishter wants. The recipient. The makabel. Rivka. So in the end, at this point, you're just a makabel. But after the game is over, so to speak, and after we've received God's bounty and brachas that He's given us through Torah Mitzvahs, hasn't been revealed yet, but then when Mashiach comes, that pleasure is revealed. And then Eishes Chayil HaTerev is revealed that we're higher than all the levels of Hashpa. And that's why, interesting idea, right at the beginning when we meet Rivka over here, we find, the story of Rivka is still way back then. It's not yet with Mashiach. But since there is an idea of not tchilasan b'soifan v'soifan b'tchilasan, that the beginning is wedged in the end and the end is wedged in the beginning. So there is always a connection between the beginning of something and the end. So you're right. In order for, when is it going to be revealed that we the recipients, that the moon, the recipients, are higher than all the madregas and all the levels, that's only going to be after Mashiach comes. Only at the end of time. But Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, they're the beginning. And we always know that in the beginning, in the beginning of a project, you always have the goal in mind. Sometimes in the middle of your work, you don't always are not so conscious of the goal because you get caught up with the details. But at the beginning, when you set, you have to have direction. You have to know what the goal is. So therefore, it says by Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov that Hashem gave them a taste of the world to come. Hashem gave them a taste. We spoke about it. Bakol, Mikol, Kol. Hashem tasted them. And the world of Mashiach is called Kol. And by all of them, by Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, it says the word Kol. That means Hashem gave them a taste of the futuristic world. Therefore, in their life, we find that their women, their wives, were higher than them. By Sarah, it says, Koyla Shetayim Elocha Sarah Shema Bakola, that Hashem instructed Avram to listen to Sarah. And by Rivka, we also find this idea, that she was higher than him. How do we see this? So even though we're talking in this story, we're talking right at the beginning, Yitzchak is coming to be Mesakein Rivka. Rivka is in a Nebachtig state, stuck amongst the klippas. She needs first aid. Her husband, she's in a horrific environment. All Kedusha is going to be channeled to her from Yitzchak. She's going to have to be, she sees Yitzchak, she falls from the camel, she covers herself up because she's a makabel, she's embarrassed. A makabel has a certain busha in receiving. She's uncomfortable. But yet she's going to have to be educated by Yitzchak and allow his Kedusha to shine into her. Yet right, even before they meet, it is already illustrated that she's higher than him. Why? Because it says, Vatered ha'ena, she goes down to the spring. The spring is Chachma. And we said, where is Yitzchak? Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov are Chesed, Gevura, Teferes. Now we just started the week of Teferes in Sfiras Omer. Avram is Chesed, Yitzchak is Gevura. These are the Midas. Where are the Midas receiving from? And if you look at the scheme of the Esos Spheros, where are the Midas receiving from? The Midas are receiving from Bina. Where is Bina receiving from Chachma? Chachma is way, way higher than the Midas. Chachma is way above. The light that there is in Chachma is like beyond, beyond. Yet Rivka is above Chachma. Hold it. She's Malchus. She's all the way at the bottom, bottom end. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But she's rooted in Keser. She's above. She's above the Ayin. Vatered Aina. She goes down to the spring. She is descending. Why? Because here you have a futuristic moment. The Torah is showing you at this point already what is going to happen at the end of days. Because Hashem had given to the Avos already that element. So here you find she is going, meaning she is causing the whole hashpa of the ayin, of the spring of Chachma. Not only that, where do you see that? She is filling the jug. What's the jug? The jug is all the godly enlightenment that's going to come to the world through the name of Ma. What did we say before? Torah is the Shem Ma. That's the godly light that's going to come to the world to enlighten the creation. Okay, that's the world of the Mashpia. Okay, that's the Torah. How many books of Torah is there? There is 24 books of Torah. Chav Dalet Svarim. 24 books of Torah in the Tanakh. That means all the godly, and then think about it, the entire Torah Shabbat Peh, every bit of Jewish inspiration. Today is, let's make mention, today is the yard site of the Holy Reb Chaim Vital. Okay, he's the one who transmitted to us all the Torah of the Arizal. Imagine, it's like the vast Kabbalah, which is the source of all Hasidus and all. But really, where is it all coming from? It's all hinted to as a result. It's all hinted to in Torah. It's all coming from Torah. There's no Arizal. There's no teachings of Kabbalah without it coming from Chumash. It's all coming. And the entire corpus of Torah Shebaal Peh, everything is rooted in Torah Shebiksav, in these 24 books. Now, these 24 books of the Torah are filled with godly light. Where is that godly light coming from? From the spring. From Chachma. And Chachma is where Hashem's light resides. The entire Torah is only receiving one jug. She goes down. Hold on. The jug is going down into the spring and it's being filled. That means all godly illumination, every bit of Torah that has been taught, every bit of Torah that has been taught from all the scholars throughout all of history, and the Torah itself, which we're going to explore, and never get to the bottom of it, is all just one jug from the spring. The spring is way above even that jug. Because how much can be revealed in the Torah is only a jug, kad, from the ayin. But where is Rivka? She's not only above the jug, she's above the spring. She is rooted in Keser, that's why she vateret, she goes down to the spring. But hold it, she's only...
She is the applied, she's the Torah, what happens with the Torah later? The Torah comes down to fix the world. She's part of these sparks of holiness that are stuck in the world. Where, in other words, she's part of what we call our own mess, our lives that need to be, we need to be educated. We need, and a lot of times we become frustrated in the fact that we're not mesukan, we're not fixed, we have all kinds of issues. But we have to realize, take the depth of it, the fact that we allow ourselves to be fixed, we allow ourselves to take the guidance of the Torah. We're at the very, very, very user end, at the very, very, very end of an infinite, you know, progression. We're at the very, very, we're the least, we don't have nothing. Yet, that's the idea of Rivka, at the very end. Yet what happens? That she, at her very, very end, is the cause, the pleasure in having her, and the tikkun, and the fact that she is going to be makabel, she's the recipient to receive this fixing, this rectification from above, this light from above, this illumination from above, this enlightenment from above. This is what's causing all these high levels, and all the mashpiyim, and all the tzaddikim, and all the light of Torah to the world. It's all coming from Rivka. And that's the idea of Atera, and that's the meaning. She is the one that takes the Torah, fills it with godly light. Ultimately, Soif Maisa B'machshava V'tchila. The end is the Eibishter wants your life. You with all your problems, you with all your struggles. You, when you're not an enlightened, elevated, high, beautiful human being, you're not. That's why the Torah, that's why you have to be a makabel. You have to receive. Because you don't have anything of your own. And you're going to need to work and silence all the negative traits that you have and all the problems that we have. And to become a makabel, allow the... But that is what's causing the whole light of the Torah to come in. And that was revealed in their marriage of Yitzhak and Rivka. So again, of course, the makabel understands that I need to be a makabel. But ultimately, we need to know that that is the highest high. So says the Alter Rebbe in Lakutei Torah in Shir HaShirim. The reason, this idea of what we see happening over here in this union. All right, Bezus Hashem, we're going to continue next week, Thursday. I think this is enough to think about for quite a while. And Bezus Hashem, let's pick up on Thursday next week, continuing this discussion. Meanwhile, we should be zeichet to see have Mashiach Tzidkenu away before then.